So then I was blah 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 blah. Where are you going? What? Hi, James from Ingvid. I don't know why they just walked away. That was so rude. Let's go to the board and talk to E. Stop boring people. Four signs it's time to end a conversation. Oh. You know what? When I think about it, he's got a point. This video is to help you to be aware of when you should let a conversation go. Well, why is this important? I've done many videos on how to continue a conversation, make conversations interesting, how to start one, because we know that you need practice to get good at learning languages or acquiring languages, whether it be English, Spanish, Arabic, Russian. So you need a lot of practice. But in order to get that practice, you want people to willingly talk to you. And if you continue a conversation past the point that they want to talk to you, they will eventually start avoiding you when they see you because you don't know when to end it and they feel trapped. You don't want to be the one person that people are like, oh God, here comes Ian James, we gotta get out of here, right? So this specific lesson is how to spot when somebody wants to end a conversation with you. And why it's important? Because if you can end that conversation before they get there, they will want to talk to you later. Now, how will we do this? Well, I'm going to introduce to you body language you should look for. I will show you some phrases or words, keywords they may use, some things about tone, okay, and conversation pacing. Once you have these things in your head, you'll be able to find that you'll know just before a conversation is about to go, we call it sideways, or go in a bad direction, you'll be able to end that conversation and have that person feeling comfortable enough to speak to you again. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. So, I've got numbers for you, 1, 2, 3, 4, because the lesson is about the four signs it's time to end a conversation. I did tell you how we're going to do this, and one of the ways we're going to look at is body language. Because when you see people using these signs, they're telling you it's time to end the conversation. The first one is shoulder and foot position. Now, you can't see my feet. Maybe that's a good thing. I haven't cut them yet. No mani pedis. But you'll notice that the person's foot will go towards an exit. So if you're talking to somebody and you just casually look down and one foot is pointing towards you and the other foot is pointing towards a door, probably they want to leave. Now, that's not a bad thing. It might be just at that moment they're thinking to themselves, oh, I've got to go home and cook dinner, or I've got to do this. And you notice what's happening with my body? It's shifting over. It doesn't mean I really need to get out, but my brain is starting to go there. My body's supposed to moving there. You'll see also shoulders will move. Their shoulder might start going, oh, that's really nice. You and the kids are going on vacation next week. Cool. I like to hear more about going towards an exit. So look at the rotation of their body or the position of their body. If someone's really excited to talk to you, you'll notice that the foot might shift back towards you, indicating they want to continue the conversation. So the first sign you should look for, which is the beginning of they want to end the conversation, is look at their foot. Is it pointing towards an exit? Look at their shoulder. Does it start to move towards the exit? Because it means the body is getting ready to run. Well, not really run, but you know what I'm saying. First one. The second one, eyes. After I've moved my body this way, you might start noticing that my eyes aren't on you anymore. They're down if I'm holding a drink at my drink. They might be looking at other people, looking at the clock around you. This is when it's become from unconscious, that is my body turning towards an exit, to conscious that I feel I've got to get going and I don't want to be rude. So these signs are you're moving closer to somebody wants to end the conversation. And now it's conscious, they're aware that maybe the conversation isn't exciting anymore or stimulating, making them interested, or that they have to leave and time is happening, or they're bored. You've been talking and they're like, oh, wow. They're just trying to think of anything else. And looking at objects is to try and keep our attention. Because when people want to talk to you, they will keep close attention or keep their eyes on you, all right? So, second sign, watch their eyes. There's a difference between moving their eyes and thinking about things and then looking over for a second or two over here and over there. It's almost a very obvious sign, but sometimes we miss it because we're so excited about getting to practice that we're not really paying attention to the other person. Now, let's look at number three. Number three, I've got musical notes here, but what I'm really talking about is tone. When I'm really happy to see you, I'm going to go, so what have you been up to? My voice goes up and I go, well, I'm going to be going to the store and then I'm going to be doing, as my tone goes up, it's about excitement in English. It's excitement. I'm happy, right? So if I go, well, what have you been doing? Well, what have you been doing? So this is this your new boyfriend? This is good. But when our tone goes down, as the arrow indicates, and you see these words, okay, you'll notice that the tone will go down. I'll be talking to you and I'll go, well, I'm not well, that's well. My voice dips down because I'm kind of coming to the end of the conversation. Okay? Or I'll go, anyway, and there'll be a pause. Or so. Now at this point, I've gone from changing my body position to say I want to leave, looking around to show I'm not as interested, to actually giving you an audio cue, that means a listening cue, that I'm out of conversation and I'm basically almost done. I'm giving you the opportunity, actually, in this case, to say, hey, I gotta go, I'll see you later. Or it was nice talking, but I'm giving you the opportunity so I'm not rude. Really, we wanna catch it here, because then you're the cool person who ends the conversation first. By the time you got here, they're saying, hey, last chance. Do you remember I talked about pacing? Some of you were like, what does he mean pacing? Well, pacing means the speed of something. If I pace this, I've got a quick pace. I'm being very fast. But I could also have a slow pace and walk slowly. That's the speed of my walk. The same with talking. When we use these words, the pace of the conversation will change to being upbeat and relatively fast to slower with pauses. So the more the pause, the longer the pause, the pace is slowing down. The worst case you want to be in is this one. One, two, three, four. That's when someone says this. Well, they say nothing. Basically, the conversation is now dead. Morte. You've gone on too long, and they've basically ended it. So they're forcing you to keep talking. But they're too nice to actually just walk away from you. But once they get to that 4-second pause, we call it the awkward stage of conversation. Awkward means not comfortable. It's very difficult when someone stops speaking for 4 seconds and just looks at you or looks away for you to start the conversation or keep it going. It's like, and you're trying to get that heart started again. It's a dead duck, leave it alone. And even by now, the advice I'm gonna give you, even if you use it, you've left the person with a bad taste in their mouth that when they speak to you, they're like, oh, not that person again. So what can we do about it? Because we started about why this is important, which is you want to have as many people communicate with you as possible. And I've told you how you can figure out that they want to end the conversation in 4 steps. And we really want to get to this stage. And really what we're asking, or I'm asking you to do, is pay attention to the people you're speaking to, which is what you should be doing when you're learning language to get the proper pronunciation, learn vocabulary, and syntax. So we really want to be here. But if we're not here, I've told you the other places you can kind of catch that they want to end it. So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Okay? Once you see something like this happening, if you can catch it here, great. At the very worst, if you get it here, here's what you do first. You say, hey, well, it was nice talking to you. It was nice seeing you or meeting you. Why did I say it was nice? No, it is nice. By saying it was nice, I'm saying, I know this conversation was done, but it was a nice conversation. And it's done. So you're freeing the other person because it's like you finally got it. Oh, okay, I get it. You don't want to talk. So it was nice talking to you. It was nice meeting you. This conversation is now done. Now that's the first part. But the second part is almost the most important part. Oh, sorry, I forgot. You can also use this. Well, I've got to run. That kind of takes it the power back in your position that they've ended the conversation, but you're saying, and I'm ending it. It's not a competition, by the way. But you're going, well, I've got to run. You're kind of releasing them again. You're saying, okay, it's not you, it's me. So I've got to run, so this conversation's over, so you can relax. So in the future, you know, I will take the responsibility for ending the conversation. But the second part, and that's why I wrote it in red, is once you've either said it was nice talking to you, seeing you, or meeting you, or you've said, well, I've got to run, you have to do this. Well, it was nice talking to you. See you later. And leave. Exit. Don't turn around and go, but next week, or what about, no, nobody wants to know about you. Nobody cares anymore. You have to leave. You started to end the conversation, now finish it. So you can say, well, I've got to run. And exit. It's not as bad as you think because they've already started ending it for you anyway. You're just freeing them to go, ah, without, oh my God, I hope I never see this person again. Now, I've explained this to you and the importance of it, and it's a simple enough lesson that you can get it on its own, but what happens if it's you who's got to leave? How can you end a conversation in a nice way that that other person doesn't feel that you're being rude or, yeah, mean? Come back and I'll give you some hints on that. Ready? Okay, so through the magic of cinematography, we're back. And that's basically camera on me, cinematography, movie magic. I would like to introduce to you some strategies for yourself. As we learned in the first part of this video, we should pay attention to other people and be aware when they want to end a conversation. And in this part, I want to address, there may be situations where I know you're very happy to speak to someone, but you might want to end the conversation. So these strategies are actually for you to end a conversation, but in a way that the other person doesn't feel like you're being rude so that they feel safe to come back and talk to you. Just like before, it was you don't want people to be afraid of speaking to you because you won't stop. Sometimes you literally have something you have to do. Or, and this is not the great part, sometimes the person you're speaking to, you really don't want to talk to. Now, these things I'm giving you are basically cultural. In different cultures, you might have, when we say hierarchical, you may have a situation where older people end conversations, younger people aren't allowed to, or people feel quite safe at saying, now I must go, it's conversation done. Maybe you're in a culture like that, but this is basically when I say cultural bias. This is one of the best ways to do it in a English setting. English-speaking countries are different, but there are some cultural values we share that I'm trying to give you the best ways of getting around so that you can have the best interactions and get to learn the most English you can from people who want to talk to you. Now, as I said, in the situations where you want to end the conversation because you may have something you want to do, or this is a person you don't wish to speak to. For instance, you might be a girl at a bar and the conversation is done and the guy is not understanding. The same thing can happen for guys. You could be somewhere and maybe a lady's talking to you and you don't feel comfortable and you want to end that conversation. So just keep that in mind. That there will be opportunities or times when you want to end it. And my job here is to help you with that. So let's look at some quick strategies for you to end a conversation. Number one, break in the conversation or interrupt it. So the person's going blah, 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 blah. And I want you to use one of these three things. You can use your own variation, but these are almost universal. You can just say, they're going blah, 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 and you go, hey, or blah, 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 look, or blah, 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 listen, interrupt. It will take them back because if I'm in the middle of talking to someone, you say, listen, it's an imperative. I did a video before about imperatives, using them to stop a conversation or change it. I can't remember, but you can go back through and look at conversational topics and you'll find it. And I said, if you say one word, it gets people's attention. They pay attention and they stop right away. So by saying listen, look, or hey, not making another sentence to continue the conversation, it interrupts it and they will go, mm, and you'll have their attention. The second part, after you have their attention, is tell them what you have to do. Be honest. Please don't make something up. There's nothing worse than you saying, I have to go to work, and then they go down to McDonald's and they see you eating French fries. Don't do that. Just say, I have to go to work if you have to go to work. I have to catch a bus if you have to catch a bus. It doesn't matter if you're catching the bus to go home and sleep. You have to catch a bus. You have to go to the library or you have to go. Believe it or not, if you just have to go, hey, sorry, I gotta go. Boom, it's honest. At least they will appreciate you being honest, okay? So the first thing is interrupt, because you have to stop this conversation. You obviously want to leave and they obviously don't want to stop. So interrupt it. Second part, tell them what you have to do. Be honest in what it is. I have to go home. I'm tired. I need to sleep. I have to go to the bar and drink for the people I want to talk to. No, that's not nice. Don't do that. Okay? But be honest. The third thing is, and this is where you're showing you're a pretty decent person, say something that is true and add something nice if possible. What? What do you mean, James? Well, Mr. E, okay, listen, Mr. E, I've got to go to work right now. It was really nice talking to you. That's nice, right? And I'll see you another time. Maybe that's true. We're good friends. Or I can say, the conversation was really interesting. True. And I really enjoyed it. Nice. Got to go. We're done. Say something that is true and add something nice if possible. If there's nothing nice, you can just say, listen, I've got to go. It was nice meeting you again or seeing you again. That's it. Don't try and project more that you may talk in the future if you don't plan on it. And if you follow these three steps, breaking the conversation with a look, listen, or hey, tell them what you have to do. So you're being direct, you're being honest, and you're being nice. There's an old saying and it goes something like this. If you have the choice between being right or being nice, be nice. Because you can always be right. You probably are right. But you don't always have the opportunity to be nice. So follow these three steps and you'll be a pretty decent human being, as well as being able to end a conversation in a polite way, but being strong at the same time. And still leaving the opportunity to continue conversation with that person in the future. Now, I don't want to keep boring you going over these rules. You understand why we did it in the first place, for why you should be aware of why people end a conversation, which is quite similar to why you might want to end a conversation. You might be bored, you might be busy, you might not even like the person, right? Goes both ways. But you have a civil or a nice way of ending conversations when you need to right here. Now, learning something and doing something are related but not exactly the same. You may have learned the lesson, but now can you do this yourself? So we're going to go over to the board. I'm going to give you homework. Because if you don't get to practice, how do you know if you're any good? Or how will you ever get good? And your homework today is to write out one sentence to politely end a conversation. And I've given you some examples by what I've said, and some I've written down previously. And I want you to write them in the comments. And you will get $1 million, I was going to say dollars, but I'm poor. So you'll get 1 million points for every correct sentence. And I know that many people out there actually look over your sentences. In one video I have where it says, stop saying I know, people were getting thumbs up on YouTube and getting the million points off of Ingvid. And I invite you to go to either place to leave your comment. And you notice what I said, I looked over. Yeah, I do look over some of these comments. So anyway, in that case, before I go, because I was about to do it, and you would have noticed, remember I said when the conversation ends, the tone goes down? I was about to end our conversation. If you check over my videos or Ronnie's or anyone else's or Adam's, you'll notice when we end our conversations, the tone goes down. And I'm about to show it to you right now, and I'm going to say, okay, so thank you for watching this video, as always. And I'd like you to go to www.ing.com to do the quiz. I invite you to do that and to come and visit us at another time. And so I won't be boring you anymore. I'm going to let you go. So have a good evening. Ciao.